Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. Whimsical, wacky, and awash in water. That's Fluid Movement, Baltimore's volunteer-powered performance group known for creating theatrical extravaganzas in public urban spaces. Beginning a week from tomorrow, next Saturday, July 29th, for 2 weekends, Fluid Movement will serve up its summer spectacular of singing, dancing, and synchronized swimming. This year's show, Sharkspeare, the Water Ballet, is based, quite loosely, on works of the Bard of Avon, translating his sonnets as only Fluid Movement can. The audience may think they're at Druid Hill Park or Patterson Park Pool, but they'll soon realize it's the Globe Theater Water Park and Renaissance Festival. The co-producer of Sharkspeare, Rachel Kassman, is here to tell us about the group's latest offering. Welcome, Rachel.
Thank you, Sheila. I'm glad to be here.
What can audiences expect when they attend Sharkspeare, the Water Ballet?
Well, first of all, a lot of glitter.
Glitter.
A lot of glitter. That is our watchword.
Waterproof glitter.
Yes. And actually, we're very excited. This year, we are switching over to environmentally friendly bio glitters.
I'm glad to hear it. What else?
So what they're going to see is a ridiculous, fun performance by people who this is not their day job. It's a lot like seeing the end of the theater camp play, except with folks of all ages, sizes, and from all over Baltimore.
Is there a plot?
There is a plot. What we are doing is we're following Sharkspeare, who is sort of the man behind the scenes of getting...
The shark behind the scenes.
Correct. The shark behind the scenes, who is ushering along our various actor scenes as they perform for the audience. So he needs to get through the day, make sure all of the scenes perform correctly. And at the same time, they are planning a surprise birthday party for the owner of the Globe Theater and Renaissance Water Park, Elizabeth Queen.
Elizabeth Queen.
Yes, so they're planning a secret surprise birthday party, and there are a lot of moving parts that he has to achieve.
And he has an intern or an assistant?
He does. He has a protege who is Shakespeare. We just really wanted to have some complicated enunciation for our performers this year. So we have our main character, Sharkspeare, who is in fact a walking shark. And he is accompanied by his protege, Shakespeare, who is in fact a bear.
Shakespeare.
Shakespeare. My favorite thing about Shakespeare is that she actually communicates only in growls throughout the show.
Here's a short clip from the Midsummer Night's Dream scene of Sharkspeare.
If we shadows have offended, think but this, and all is mended, that you have but slumbered here, while these visions did appear, and this weak and idle theme, no more yielding, but a dream. Gentles do not reprehend. If you pardon, we will mend.
And so, Rachel Kassman, what is going on there?
So, at this point in the scene, we have the fairy queen Titania, who is being taken down the pool to the altar to be married to Bottom, who is still wearing his donkey's head.
So, you're following the Shakespeare characters and plot.
We are. We're definitely trying to keep the spirit of each of the plays that are being represented in the show, and our directors have selected sort of their favorite parts of a lot of these plays to focus on in their scenes.
How many plays?
So we've got 4 plays represented as actual swimming scenes: The Tempest, Hamlet, Macbeth, and then closing with A Midsummer Night's Dream before we bring it together for a full cast finale.
I refer to this as synchronized swimming. Is it the way we think of synchronized swimming?
Well, if you've watched the Olympics recently, I can tell you it's not that. But we do perform a lot of impressive moves. You definitely get legs in the air, arms making giant fans. We've got some really interesting shapes happening in the water. Some of this happens with props. Some of it happens with giant pool floaties. You really never know what you're going to see in the pool at Fluid Movement.
Where did this idea come from?
So this was the brainchild of my co-producer, Justin Sabe. Fluid Movement Water Ballet ideas usually come out of a lot of long poolside discussions throughout the summers beforehand, and someone just has an idea that they fix on, and you start to tell people about it, you see their eyes light up, and you're like, yes, that's it. That's the show I want to do.
So you know this, like, the previous autumn, or it gels over the winter, or?
Yes, we usually present to the board in the fall what we'd like to do, and if they approve it, we start gathering our directors and stage managers together to start planning the show.
That's Rachel Kassman, co-producer of Fluid Movement's summer offering here on The Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Kast. We're talking about Sharkspeare, the water ballet. You mentioned full cast finale. Fluid Movement shows usually have a big cast, lots of performers. How do you manage that?
A lot of help. So part of the way we structure the shows is that each individual scene within the show has two directors. So they're sort of responsible for the folks swimming in their scene, and then they report up to us, the producers, and we run around trying to help them as much as possible. We also always make sure we've got some really strong folks as our backstage managers, taking care of props, making sure everyone's getting enough water, putting on enough sunscreen. It is a lot of people management running around in a relatively small space.
How do you do the casting?
So Fluid Movement is sign up first come first serve for our swimming spots. There's no audition. We will take anyone who is interested and excited to participate. We have sort of been a victim of our own success in that we've had to start capping the number of signups. There's just physically only so many people you can fit back there. But we do our best to get as many folks in as possible. We try to get a good mix of returning people and new people into the shows.
And is it the same cast for all four performances?
There are actually seven performances over two weekends. And it is generally the same cast. Occasionally we'll have some swimmers who split parts because they're away on a family vacation, or, you know, they have a work commitment they just can't get out of. And we try to pair those people up so we can get even more people a chance to participate. But because you have to rehearse multiple times during the week and the months leading up, you want to have mostly the same people, because it does take a while to learn all the various choreography.
What are the origins of Fluid Movement? How did it start?
So Fluid Movement started back in 1999, and it was founded by three Baltimore women, Trixie Little, Melissa Martins Yeberbaum, and Valerie Perez Scher. Melissa and Trixie have both left Baltimore for new and different things, but Valerie's still here going strong, and she actually leads us as our board president and artistic director. And she is also co-directing the Scottish play scene, also known as Macbeth, in this year's Sharkspeare Bar.
I can't even imagine what Sharkspeare does with Macbeth. most of us think of Fluid Movement in terms of the summer water ballet, but there are other shows too, right?
This is true. We do a number of different things throughout the year. Our most recent performances have included a dance performance with Light City, which was performed a couple of times throughout the festival. We also had a troupe perform at the Baltimore Museum of Art with the Blue Bead Curtain in their modern art wing. And one of my favorites was we did a modern dance performance at Druid Hill Park at the Colored Pool Memorial as part of a graduate student art project. We were invited to perform around her installation work.
And Fluid Movement is about more than performances. It seems there's a real community outreach behind what you do.
We really try to. Our very core mission is to bring public art to public spaces. We want to draw attention to the things available in our city that a lot of people don't think about or don't use to their fullest. One of our sort of history stories we like to talk about is that Patterson Park, you know, if you go back about 15 years or so now, was in a bit of a slump. And when we decided to start performing there, it was a way to try and get more people to come and see this beautiful resource and enjoy the park and to feel comfortable there. And, you know, it certainly wasn't all up to us, but we like to give ourselves a small percentage of credit for getting the area to where it is now.
So what's the next chapter in that?
Well, I mean, we're going to continue to, you know, perform our summer water ballets. We're going to keep looking for new opportunities. One of the things we've done in the past is a roller show in the early spring on roller skates, and we'd like to bring that back and find some new community spaces to highlight through that. You know, and some of our really bigger goals are just reaching out to new folks and getting them into the fold to participate with us.
Well, I wish you luck with this performance. I guess, does one say break a leg for a water ballet?
We like break a fin.
Break a fin. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sheila.
Rachel Kassman is co-producing Fluid Movement's summer show, Sharkspear, the Water Ballet. In real life, Kassman is also development and marketing manager at the Jewish Museum of Maryland. For more information about Sharkspear, the Water Ballet, as well as information about tickets and showtimes, visit the On the Record page at WIPR.org. I'm Sheila Kass. Quick break, and then a strip story.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Kast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.